Now, today, actually, I'm going to explain the text. Lanın sözü mü var?
Lan.
Lanın sözü mü?
Ben de çöktüm, sen de diyorsun.
Ka.
Sen de. Ben de çöktüm.
Ben de çöktüm.
Lan.
No. No, I don't think.
Nasıl?
Don't think necessary. So the text wrote by one famous Tibetan master, the German just called him Mito Chik. Is that correct? Is it?
Just Jung Yi Joksum. German just Joksum.
I think 13th century, maybe 13th, 14th century. We always used to pay more attention about the text itself. Not much pay attention to what happened. So we very much ignorant. So that at that time, quite well known Bodhisattva, great practitioner of Bodhicitta. And also good scholar as well. I saw some of his writing. Wonderful, very good. Now the content.
The subject matter.
The subject matter. The subject matter is mainly altruism, infinite altruism. Now I would like to explain something. Of course, including insects, we all want happy life. And do not want suffering. Usually, I think animals and also we human beings, in modern time, education highly developed, and the scientific research also highly developed. However, still, you see, I think science, external thing, highly developed, but science about mind, not yet developed fully or satisfactorily. As I mentioned. So usually, I think yesterday also I mentioned, usually we simply sort of concern more about sensorial level of experiences. So that's why it's a material sort of things, you see, some direct link, some nice things, nice house, nice furniture. And then, of course, the air condition, these things, is to provide physical sort of comfort, a nice color, nice sort of shape, these things give comfort, eye consciousness, and music, ear, and good smell, I like that, and food, and clothes for physical. So those sort of some kind of satisfaction which come from sensory level experiences is very short. And sensory level of sort of joyfulness or pleasant cannot subdue mental level of worry or stress, right, or pain. Other hand, if you see the person have, you see, some ability to develop mental peace, not through sensorial experiences, but through mental level, then that, firstly, long-lasting. Secondly, very, very powerful. So mental level of peace or satisfaction can subdue physical level difficulties or sensorial level sort of, because of the
problems.
So now mental level, key things. Too much self-centered attitude. Automatically, one's think oneself, then they, you can't see the wider perspective. Just me, like that. So then, that really, you see, creates a lot of problem. I think yesterday also I mentioned. So it seems to me, all major religious tradition, you see, recognize that. So now, for example, the concept of God, Creator, also, you see, immense help to reduce self-centered arrogance. We are nothing but creature of God. So it's more sort of, because of the stress, Creator, God as a creator, that automatically reduce self-centered, because the arrogance is over. I think two ways. One way, simply, you see, the single faith towards God, reduce that. And secondly, the God consider as infinite love, so more close feeling with God, you see, you naturally, you see, follow or practice or consider importance of love, right, like that. So that's one thing. Now, Buddhist tradition, Buddhist practice, the faith towards God, towards Buddha, Dharma, Buddha, similar sort of words there, because of the
effect.
Similar sort of effect. But then, Buddha consider as a teacher, not a real protector. Buddha himself, you see, told his follower, you are your own master. Everything depends on yourself. Buddha's work is show the path. So main responsibility is on your own shoulder. So, what do you think? Buddha a little bit selfish? Or blame put on practitioner's shoulder? He never say your future as in my hand. He never said that. If you praise to me, if you Sarvakasota worship me, you get everything. He never said that. So only through your own training of mind, your own practice. So he say, you are your own master.
So you are your own master. So the Buddha has said that you are your own master, who else will be your master?
So then the Dharma become very important. So Dharma is the real protector. Dharma consider medicine, Buddha considered doctor. Doctor is cannot cure, just a meeting doctor, only medicine. So Buddha like doctor or teacher. His teaching, Dharma, is the medicine. Teaching the Lungdama, the Dogadamani.
Yes. So within the teaching, we can categorize those of the scriptural or the spoken teachings, and then also the realizations, the experiences that you develop.
Lungdama, Dogadamba.
So scriptural teachings comprise the three baskets, the three collections of teachings. And then the realizational teachings comprise the three trainings.
Lavasum, which now tomorrow. Takamdir.
So with regard to these three trainings, they are common to both the Buddhist and non-Buddhist traditions. All the Indian religious traditions, these are all common. Whereas now when it comes within the context of the practice of doing these three practices within the understanding of selflessness, anatma theory, then it becomes higher trainings.
So then,
scriptural teachings.
That's the dirva, the prescription chalasos.
So the scriptural teachings are like giving prescription.
The real medicine, the dogmatabati.
Nice. And then the realizations that you develop through these teachings become the actual realizational teachings.
So once we develop awareness, I may say this way. The way Buddha, you see, explained Four Noble Truths. Actually, when he taught. Denshi mōla dāvās chik, tēne denshi chāvāla dāvās chik, tēne chāvāla dāvūta chāvāla dāvās dāvāsum. Tīki kārtāma rāsālāv nā, denshi mōla dāvās chik, shī nē chūti shē, ngāyū nē chūti shē. Tī lāngdōr kēsī kē mēb chē. Tēne denshi chāvāla dāvās lāv dū, lāngdōr kēsī tī shē. Tēne chāvāla dāvūta chāvāla dāvās lāv dū, dāvūta shē.
So when the Buddha gave his teaching in the first sermon, and the teaching on the Four Noble Truths, actually the Four Noble Truths were taught in a three sets. First, the Buddha taught about the actual nature of the Four Noble Truths. So this is this has nothing to do with moral issues as such.
Right, he's not nature of Four Noble Truths, Mare. No. Not that way. I think nature of suffering and kasota,
origin,
permanent sort of happiness. So then, when explain these two things, again, no creator or dumilichum, didu sati, dumilichum. Here, Arya Asanga mentioned, yoa mebe jen, midak be jen, nu be jen, jen sum shikdo.
So since pain and pleasure do not come without causes, Therefore, Arya Asanga has given these three types of causes or conditions, which are called the unwavering condition, and then impermanent changing condition, and then the potential condition.
The dolia tidwa, any diyebe dinju, dikebe dike, kang maribuyana, and dushi sasunshata, dungen dushi vele,
And so in this, in a sutra, it is mentioned, or it is said that if when this exists, that arises. And then that also comes. And then when this arises, that also arises. And therefore, when there is ignorance, then there is suffering.
So these are, just explain the reality.
And therefore, within this context, what the Buddha has taught is the reality of how things are.
So, Buddha state, suffering, and pleasure, come, the
yes. So, pain and pleasure do not come without causes. Pain and pleasure, these experiences do not come from some kind of unchanging permanent cause.
That the tangjim de zoyu jubri sak, zo takpa dugorwa, zo takpa dugorwa, chasanga takpa dure chomaris.
And so what this counters is the belief or the philosophical assertion of the Sankhya school of philosophy, where they say And so the Sankhya school actually presents the whole of their thesis or philosophical called philosophy within the rubric of what are called the 25 different objects. And so the rest of the objects come from the what is known as the pradhan, the primal factor, and then what comes from this primal factor is actually enjoyed by or utilized by what is known as a conscious being.
That ne mitakwe kens sudzane otangyal disha that di shugde yowa mebe kensati yowa sati jigden kobobo.
When Master Asanga mentions the unwavering condition, what he's actually countering is the belief that there is some kind of a being. Like a creator, Ishvara, or something which is permanent and self-evolved without going through processes of enlightenment or anything. And then also it is because of the will of that kind of Ishvara God, things come. And such an idea is countered by this understanding of things coming from these unwavering conditions.
That's it. Dikke ben dikke satige didu jungen de didu chebo de didu gaso da didu pen doji khora gyue jansi midab gore chi gore is didu di gyue jansi ba de de izane debu midab gore chi midab gore jansi me du zane di ke ji gyu de midab gore chi gore is jasanga dikke ben dikke sat gyu khora gengi wang chung de
And then And then the second condition that Arya Sangha mentions is the impermanent condition. And so here, in relation to this, the sutra, where it says that because this arises, therefore that also arises. What this shows is that our pain and pleasure, of course, are the results of something that has given rise to them. And therefore, these experiences that we have, the pain and pleasure, are something which is called impermanent, changing all the time. And so called in the sutra, when it says, because this arises, that arises, what is actually shown or taught is that the results do not come from something which is a permanent cause, but because the result also changes, and therefore it must come through a changing, impermanent cause as well.
Then Nuvegens, Dungi Duina, Dedugu, Kaine, Kora, Debu the Chestumuchi, the Debu Casore, the Namu Conditione, T. Geagi, Nuevas Corris, the Nidu Nuvegens. The Nidu, Dunge Sushig Dugomarva, Dunge Sushig Dugiamarate, Dungi Du, Yungiorva. Tata tungeng itu saya ti misi bawang cumaris, tata mari bawangi tungeng itu duce bawa sahdi. Ini tadi yang langsung ikan macam ni.
And then the third condition that Arya Master Aryanka Asanga mentions is the potential condition, which shows that our pain and pleasure, because they come through causes and conditions, and therefore those are the results that arise from causes and conditions must be given rise to by some kind of condition which are compatible to those results, and something which is not compatible to the to give rise to those effects will not be able to do so, and so therefore since nobody wants pain and suffering, but because we suffer, what has to be understood is that, as the Buddha mentions in the sutra, and therefore through ignorance comes suffering.
I mean, nobody or no sentient being is the one suffering, but cause of suffering is their own creation. So why ignorance? According to Buddha Dharma, the cause of suffering is ignorance. Then the Denshin Chawara Deva Sati. So now the Kasamashila Sarimba, Dunghe Denpa, Gunju Denpa, Gokwe Denpa, Lamjitva Kasarabsa Lavimba.
And then in the second, during the first sermon, the second set of the teaching on the Four Noble Truths, in that what the Buddha is actually showing is, and since in the first set, what is showed is, as we talked about it yesterday, that there is suffering, and then the suffering has its origin, and then like ignorance and karma and so forth, and the destructive emotions and so forth, and then there is also a possibility to cease or to stop these suffering and the causes. And so yesterday we talked about how we can attain or achieve the true cessation within ourselves by uprooting the ignorance that is within ourselves. And so in this way, what the Buddha after having taught about the suffering, then the origin of suffering, the cessation, and then the path, next what he mentions is how to go about with the practice of overcoming, and through which to overcome our suffering and gain experience of happiness. And therefore, he mentions that suffering has to be understood, and then the origin of suffering must be eliminated or overcome, and then the cessation should be actualized, and then the path should be cultivated.
That did you any long door chevy, you know? Do you have a slumber? Then do you have many in a long door genocross came to a rather? Long door bezish and go game. Then do you have this? Daddy saw in a murgle on the choin to Zane, that Kada in it. Do make you murgle, change log, lodi, change malogo, lot give upon it, and a change log, lot say to this. Dindi Induzane, Dunge Gulichibo, Dunge Gu Kakwe Kone, Dunge Sanduzane, Lar Dunge Shevershire. Tashindu, Gunjung, Lar Pangcha, Pang Simbichella, Lar Pangcha. Gobongo to Chess Vigella, Lar Montchaya. Lam Lam Rani Lungon to Kusibichella, Lar in Montuchi, Tam Mavichi, Kanta, Jipuge. Bangbat topa tarchim negula da lar banya chikta lar bangon to chaji yamaris. So then devu chikta. Ted the chipji digi ya denshin namshati tanya bangon to chani yaris. Da to make the ball of sovati turn tambe on to chani yaris. Tambri to a shiaris yamaris. Santa to me tanya to me shiver chako gridi. In a doctor then, in Yibet to Miji Yamaris. Certainly, in the Domishiva Charmes, and the Tandam Debarpa, ya Jadan Chikiori.
And then, here, once the Buddha has taught that how to go about with overcoming suffering and attaining happiness. Of course, once you apply the teachings within oneself, if there is no way that you can actually overcome suffering and attain the result, which is the true cessation and so forth, then of course there's no need for the Buddha to teach about overcoming suffering and its causes, knowing suffering and overcoming its causes and attaining cessation and so forth. But because there is a possibility for us to overcome ignorance, because ignorance is the root of our suffering, and ignorance itself is a misconception which sees or views things, something which is not real or something which is unreal there, and therefore it is a distorted state of mind, therefore there is an antidote to it, and therefore once you apply the antidote within yourself to overcome the ignorance, then that also puts an end to the suffering. And therefore, once you have eliminated and uprooted or overcome suffering completely, then what happens is you reach a stage where you do not have to overcome or apply yourself to overcome suffering anymore. And therefore, although during the second set of the teaching, the Buddha says, know the there is suffering, and the origin of suffering must be overcome, and so forth. But then, during the third set of this teaching on the Four Noble Truths, Buddha has said he refers it with reference to the result. He says, the suffering must be known, but there is nothing to be known. So what he meant by that is that although in the conventional sense suffering, there is suffering and there is origin of suffering and therefore to overcome.
Then dhruv dhulu dhruv dhawati, dha dhawati, gyundri dhinchung dhawati che. Da dhruv dhulu raleba, dhruv dhulu ya dhruv, dhinri gita dhruv, gyundri dhinchung dhruv, di khawaj le yudhu zane, da digi, honshu dhagin chabamidu, da digi, da todungpa shil chawru samudabayi na, that thing is this logo man da gyun de bu ti sa da la de bu ti wa lo ngon to chok ba gyun ga ba lo ngon to chok ba cha ni bu ti tu nyo do go yo re ti du do wa shi ha lo ba ji du yo re sa du ga ba lo ngon to chok ba da de bu ti wa lo ngon to chok ba cha ni bu ti tu nyam che da de bu 가자 죽은 각월로 먼저 쳐고 내가 올라 에 드부 깨월로 먼저 쳐고 자와 여리디 자와디 때 드부디 안데 요말 제자가 에 지 가서 보게 깨월로 먼저 쳐고 자회 때 드부디 다다 좀 해봐세 어느다 심매베다 아니 에 캐시맵에 캐주소 차소마. 봐. 다 캐시맵에 캐주소 디샤요 디 딘디 인두잖네. 다 르부데 다다 두요 말디 중줄 삼네. 중줄은 르불 삼네. 르부 껴로 온도 쳐. 자 자와데 샤토도. 자 딘디 인두잖네. 다 간다지 그게 Debu rangsen ki dhruva jimba ina. Debu da, debu kyechu, kyewa lo ngon tu chokwe chawa nyibu te, kasukuru peke kyeshi kyechu chene, ko ngoni dhruva ina, ko tunyum tu yoko arwa. Ta ku yungju lo samne, ta shasha lachi. Ta te, takwe wang yeba maado, ngoto peke debu kyewa lo ngon tu chokwe chawa te, kanto tense, debu te takto zana, tada meba. So, the day you said that, Gangdar, Devu, Jukora, Pen, Doxis, Gizis, Gibber Cheva, Bosad, Gizis, Turn, Gibber Cheva, Shabo Mado, Gizza Mana, Gizzi Shashimara. Dagan and Shinki, Gizza, Devu, the Tribe Negola, Gizzi Gassar. Ready. Kijen dhivu yudhu kishi gyumi, kishi gyu yudhu kishin dhivu yamari, ko kudu de kishi slav tuyamiduwa. Tam ko, jungyul ki dhivu lu tuyane kishi. Ngar dhansimbe, kishi lu tuyane kisha, pen taksha, pen doksi. Kuduwa, kosma, chiklamda. Sa dindi yindu zane, tate, dungan shibashani. Dungi dambashi gyundri, dambashi dinshi gyundri chi yore di taktun zayna, yomari zi. Oda, dribu gyulu dribu dinshu zongdu masay, gyu dribu dribu dina takbe dinshu, da di shayin gyore. Dama dina takbe, dina zhumi dinshu di dungdi shigala oda dyo gyore. Dinshi thoma sunbe kudur da gyundri dinshu du songsunga. Da di shamdi, Gyundri Tenju Du Maadu Shib Sakoyo Kaan Maachimba Yina Eni Drebu Di Gyul Dwebe Kasa Gyu Di Drebu Lu Dwebe Tene Takba Sayaki Tenju Kwa Di Le Yundu Da Ngonim Kasa Da Ngonim Eba Dwebe Da Shijingi Shungi Jaja Di Maata Dreyungu Duwa Kolo Tangbu Kuli Ya Kolo Parwa Shijingi Shung Dwebe Shirubu Di Dine Dengu Duwa Sangta, tatsu lomu kamala shiri saishin riba nangli ya diduwa gyundri dinjung shiba kwa ne ngontu chubya. Tene takwe dinjung shiba kwa ne ngani chukuti ngeli chubya disungdu.
I'm sorry. And so
I think I should say sorry. too long, maybe.
I would like to say I would apologize if I leave anything out. And I seek help from Kishla and others also. So when it comes to the third set of the teaching on the Four Noble Truths, the Buddha has taught that the suffering should be known, but there's nothing to be known, and then the origin of suffering should be eliminated or overcome, but there's nothing to be overcome, and then cessation should be actualized, but there's nothing to be actualized, and then the path should be cultivated, but there's nothing to be cultivated, right? And so here, what the Buddha is actually teaching is, of course, on the conventional level, we can understand that there is suffering and the origin of suffering, and then there is also true cessation, which is this elimination of all the causes of suffering, and then the path leading to that goal. But then what is being said is that in the ultimate sense, when you, for example, in the case of the relationship between cause and effect, of course, when we talk about causality, which is taught in the second set of the teaching on the Four Noble Truths, and the first one also, what we have to understand is that the cause gives rise to a cause gives rise to its effect. And then we can understand that an effect comes from its cause, and so from that, within the context of the law of causality, what we can understand is that everything that is called a result must come from its cause, and therefore it is dependent on the cause. And having understood that a result comes from its cause, now the fact that a result is a cause
now
gives rise to its effect.
Something, now that reality, now further investigate, analyze, then not only result depend on cause, but cause also depend on result. Now that.
And so the cause also is dependent on its result that it gives rise to. And so when we talk about this relationship between a cause and an effect, what we should also understand is that there is a moment, that a period of called transition from the level of the cause, from the cause to the effect. And so when a cause is about to cease, a result is about to arise, and so within that, during that period of transition, what we can see is that the result is about to arise, but then when that happens, although the result is not yet there, but because there is a cause which is about to cease and which is about to give rise to its effect, because of the future effect that is going to arise from the cause, we can say we talk about a result being produced. And so, whereas if you really do an analysis into what that result is or where the result is, it's as if when we say a result is about to, a result is given rise to, when we say that a result is about to arise, although the result is not yet there, and it's like there is no basis for the designation of that label, but then we still give that characteristic of arisal of a result as well, and then although therefore the result is not yet produced, it's yet it's to be it's going to arise in the future. We can still say that there is a time when the result is about to arise. And so in this, what we understand is that when a cause is about to give rise to its result and the result is about to arise, although we can talk about in the conventional terms the result arising, the result is about to arise and so forth, there is a result that is going to arise in the future and so forth. But then what we need to understand is that there is no objectively existing result or cause as such. And so in this way, this is like doing an ultimate analysis into the cause and the result. And therefore, in relation to a cause, which is defined as that which gives rise to a result, or that which helps a result to arise. We should understand that that cause is given the label of being a cause in relation to the effect that it's going to bring about. And so, and then once the result is produced, the cause is no more there, but then we can still talk about the cause having given rise to the result. And so in this way we can see that not only result is dependent on its cause, but the cause is also designated in relation to the effect that it's the effect it gives rise to. And so the cause and the results become mutually dependent in this way. And therefore, the causal dependency of things that causes give rise to result is something. So within the dependency here, we understand that there is a causal dependence of things, and which is to say the karmic causes and conditions giving rise to their effects. And therefore, we have the causal dependency of things, which is asserted commonly by all the four philosophical schools within Buddhism. Whereas now, in regards to how causes called related or dependent on its effect, and that there is no effect which or no cause which is not posited in called without being related to its cause. What we understand. Its result. What we understand from there is that there is no cause which is independently or objectively existent, and therefore that rejection of an objective existence of a cause, but the fact that there is a cause because of its result is something is understood to in terms of how a cause is dependently designated in relation to its cause. And so this is what is taught. This is what is taught here within the context of the Four Noble Truths by the Buddha is like laying the basis or the foundation for what comes later in the teaching on of the Prajnaparamita Sutras, where the Buddha teaches that there is nothing which inherently exists, objectively exists. And so, having said that, then Master Kamala Shila also mentions that through the understanding of the law of causality, what we can actually do is to create the causes for a higher rebirth. And then through understanding of the dependency in terms of how things are designated and labeled, we can lead ourselves by cultivating the causes for enlightenment or definite goodness, as it's called.
So usually, you see, it is well known. Children or son come from father. Yes, no argument. Now go more precise. Till son exists, the person not yet father. as soon as son develop, then that person become father. So son already because of the exist. So when father, when son was, son is there, the person not yet father. When the person become father, son already developed. So from that viewpoint, son not come from father. Isn't it? Pa yu du pu me. Pu yu du pa me. And pu pa le chung slo shi maro. Kosme?
Nas.
So, pu ma cha ba du pa cha maro. For example, nobody called me father because no son, no children. So, the ine ine pa yu du kaso pu tie ni pa cha maro. So pu pa le chung maro.
And so here, you know, when someone is called a father, it means that the person is has a child, and therefore, called without a child, the person is not called a father as such. But then, here we are what we should understand is that when the person who actually sows the seed for the son is not yet there, whereas when the son is born. The father or the producer of that son.
The born mother. No. The conception.
Conceit. Mm. And so when the
otherwise
when the child
we can say
proceed,
during his child there, then we, or the father. So the kasa. Mem mirchak was lorwa. The mirchak went nego modu konro.
So. Yes. Sorry. When a child is conceived in the mother's womb, and so in the sutras, there is mention of in relation to conception of a child, there is a period when the person is when the child is not yet a human as such, but then is in the process of becoming a human, and then there is a time when the child is human, and so that is mentioned, and so we are here talking about the conception period. And so when the seed for that child, the child to be conceived, is sowed, I mean, the conception is not yet there. And when the conception happens, the person who has actually sowed that seed or given rise to that conception has ceased. And so in this way, within this context, we can say when the father is there, the child is, or the conception has not yet happened, but when the conception happens, the father or the producer has ceased, is no more there.
Mare?
No.
No, I think there's something wrong.
Pa yu du pu me son.
Ka?
Pa yu du pu me, pu yu du pa me son.
Oh, till conception take place, the person not yet father. So as soon as conception take place, then that person become father. So now, strictly speaking, the conception not come from father. Clear now? Clear. Oh, like that. Hmm? Before conception take place, that person not yet father. Only after conception take place. So then that person become father. So that means the conception not take place due to father. No father at that time. Now, similarly, chebabo, chawa, chawe yu, 디디 자와로 되는 제바보 제바보로 되는 자와 자와로 되는 유 독시아임도 그 제바보다 만들어 자와 요말 다른 것이 자와도 만들어 제바보 민도가 다 자외 자신 레슨 써야 돼 되는 샤야지 마도 그게 랑스 부샤야
And so this reasoning also applies to the action, the agent, or the agent, and then the object on which the action is taking place. So these three things, the action, the agent, and the object of action, and are also to be should be understood and to be related to one another. So without their being an action, you cannot talk about an actor as such. And so similarly, without there being an action, you cannot talk about an object on which the action is taking place. And so similarly, an agent cannot be posited without an action and an object of action.
So these, now, this is Kasuda, that shows things are relative. No independent. Without investigation, yes, we can say this is this, this is that. If we further investigate, we can't find. Chazang Razu, Ume Shung Naro, Tom Tev Yundu, Matana Nyamka, Tanga Shisachawa.
So in the Madhyamaka treatises, it's mentioned that when we don't do any kind of analysis or investigation
into things. 지도자네 마다 마제베 간에 샤야디 타니 구조된 바스 당시 제나 당시 제니 그 즉 둘든지 디 당든 당든 제니 딱고 니데 지도자네 라 제 타니 잠기 멋진 벌 그 당든 제니 니가 지도자네 담담대 봐 다 다들 전에 니스야 가레스라나 간다 다들 전에 타 강도야 멋지고 찍다 니가 또 저 니주시도 와 니주지 여기 이제 자나고 로이 유두 주대하러 와 로 가야로 찍이 유두 주대하러 와 타니벨로 유두 주보다 말에 대해 터도 주시기 직비 직시기 니에든으로 와 그다 마다 가서 타니에 삼게 멋진 벌 그걸 인루 쬐베 로 뛰기 니에든으로 자니야시도가자가탄돈데바로칸게주면세아디나란저로타메바지기다르율레고다베가소레르라르데데네지와타고르두예탄담무슨두게데게기 애니 독베 상도메바다 제주도메바지는 마섬 제미시샤자 딘브리 자장양 아주 개방거시기 단덤데바 로이유 머인세네 베나도 준주기 단덤 로이 주민세야대야 독신은 지루지도와
So in the Madhyamaka treatises, it said that when we don't do any kind of analysis or investigation into the nature of the things, then of course there it's easy to we can easily accept the conventional things. Whereas when we do this kind of analysis into the nature of things, then of course nothing can be really founded. And so in this way, what is understood is that things do conventionally exist. Whereas when you do ultimate analysis or into the nature of things, then nothing can be founded. And so this is what is clearly mentioned also in Bodhisattvacharya Avatara by Master Shantideva, where he says that things are merely conventionally called existent through renown. And whereas when you do this ultimate analysis into things, nothing can be found at all. And so when we say this thing exists, that thing exists, and so forth, we are referring to these things in conventional terms. Whereas now, without being... And so in also in the in Master Chandrakirti's Madhyamaka Avatara, he says that all these conventionality of things can be accepted in worldly, in terms of worldly convention, where we do not do any kind of ultimate analysis into the nature of things. And then Master Chandrakirti also says in the same text that of course, a chariot is not posited through what is known as the sevenfold reasoning or investigation into the nature of the chariot, but then resorting to the worldly conventions, we posit a chariot. And so in this way, what we can understand is that there are these two.
These two root texts, Abhisamaya Alankara, almost come, and then Madhivika Avatara. It's compulsory, memorize. So I myself also, you see, since childhood, you see, they memorize, you see, these two texts. Then, you see, without any sort of the understanding, just, you see, we learn by heart.
Yes. So,
in...
And so in connection with these two classic texts,
any kasa devun sojin shengo gol ta ga ma de lusun shoren jun ni phoyu shol lo dos et ta sa de ges go da phoyu tik du is go.
So in connection with these two texts, Abhisamaya Alankara, which is a very terse text written by Maitreya, and Madhyamaka Avatara by Master Chandrakirti, when the called the monk students memorize these two texts. The first one is so difficult to you know, commit to one's memory that it gives them a lot of hardship, and therefore because of that, they also the monks have to work so hard that they even get lice and those bugs on their body, hair, and so forth. And so it's the text Abhisamaya Alamkara is known as the ornament for clear realization. And so this ornament has ornamented me so much that I got the ornaments of, there is this saying that I got the ornaments on my body with the louse and the lies. And then having memorized this, then the next text that the monks memorize is Madhyamaka Avatara, which is to
say... more longer, more thick, more pages, yes. So more difficult.
Yes. So then it becomes more difficult to commit to memory because of its length, and therefore the monks have such difficulty memorizing it to the point that they sometimes have to run away from the monasteries.
So,
And so we were talking about the conventional reality and ultimate reality. And so the ultimate reality, of course, is the true or the ultimate, the final reality of how things are, and which is also called emptiness. And so when we say that there is this ultimate reality, and sometimes what it is is called an understanding where you are not an ontological status of things, which is free from the two extremes of nihilism and eternalism. And so when you really get deep and insight into it, it's as if that disappear from your mind. And so sometimes people even say that it is not findable. Nothing can be found when they talk about emptiness. And so that is not actually the case. But what we have to understand is that this emptiness or the ultimate reality is something which can be found by our cognition, our insight. Although in Master Shantideva's text, there is mentioned there in the ninth chapter, it all says that the ultimate reality... So Master Shantideva says that the ultimate reality is not the object or objective domain of mind or law here. What we have to understand, according to some scholars, they do say that it is not the object of ordinary mind. But although it is an object of mind, because with the cognition which actually gains insight into that ultimate reality is mind, which actually realizes emptiness. And then according to some other scholars, they say that this ultimate reality is, of course, an experience of a direct perception of an Arya being. When an Arya being realizes this emptiness, there is this direct experience of emptiness. And so that kind of experience that happens to an Arya being at that level of the path of seeing and beyond, it becomes something which is beyond an ordinary person's, ordinary being's conception, our thought, and also it is beyond our speech or expression. And so because of that, what said in Shantideva's text is interpreted in that way, that it is not an object of an ordinary person's mind as such.
So tekonani shaking lo the tekonani jelu salu chavale any omo ome any 가자다 동이 도베 다베 쿠루 다베 쿠루스도 냠뇽을 야 고모고메 에 시기는 도그리 사시도가 로 전등 로 관계 주의면은 뜻이야.
And so, in fact, Master Shantideva himself has mentions in the same chapter, chapter 9 of the Bodhisattva Charya Avatara, that even having mentioned that understanding that there are understandings of the world and then the yogis, and so within the yogis, he mentions that because of their progressively higher realizations, the higher those who are on a higher level of perception of the called the ultimate reality actually outshine those of the lower in the lower levels. And so this very clearly shows that the ultimate reality is an object of mind. Otherwise we cannot talk about there being this progressive stages where the higher ones can outshine the lower ones in terms of ultimate understanding and the profundity of the realizations in relation to that.
So now philosophical sort of part, these sort of concept, actually direct sort of antidote, the kasoda, temporal sympathy.
No. So it so this understanding of emptiness would directly counter the grasping or clinging at some kind of a true objective existence and things.
Kasakejwa, the kondo seva kaduriya yude temporal shen, any tsumi ginamdo jota.
And so, as we already talked yesterday, when you become angry, when what happens is that first you hold on, you have a view of the object at which you get angry, as if there is an objective, solid kind of a person to whom or things to whom you get angry at, and then because of that distorted view about the object, the person, the thing, then you tend to create some kind of a misconception about it. And it's like, which is called the inappropriate mentation, as it's called. And because of that distorted view, then you actually become angry at the person.
Now, the main disciple of Nagarjuna, Aryadeva, the 400 verses, he mentioned, Lula Luan Chishindu Timukun Nagyudis, Chene, Mig Wombunayombusangidi, Migla Sobo, Wangde, so Nadiaris, Lugi Wombudi, Mig Wombus of Umbukun Chavia. Or petition do any desha ye yule be changes chuck and zinda. T. Shadang Yamaris, Shadang or Jibji Chowaris. Chadanga, Shadang Chadang so chicken zinda chigido. That this so say yaris. In a tin yigar lola, desha changes chucksa, Shadangi, shen, tangsa, tin yigar lolia, you damba. You tambo ziagil, loti, nigalol, shichol, nigalol yaris. So, the need is an eh, little want you to demogul and let you this. So, no more tamjada, demog kept the yaris, demog shich yaris. The need in do, teach you no more tamjaja, demog jump, jumper yours, this one.
So, Master Aryadeva, in his 400 verses, says that just as the bodily faculty pervades or permeates all the rest of the faculties, likewise the ignorance also permeates all the other negative emotions. And so what this meant here is that just although the visual faculty and the eye faculty or sensory, these sensory faculties such as eye faculty, ear faculty, tongue, and so forth, separate from each other. But then what pervades them all is the physical faculty. And so, likewise, the our attachment, desirous attachment, and anger, and so forth. Of course, when we have these experiences, they have their own way of looking at things. For example, when you are attached to somebody, then there is this exaggerated way of looking at things, at the beauty of the person or things. Whereas it's totally different when you are angry or when you hate somebody. There is a total aversion. So these two states of mind are different. Where there is attachment, the hatred cannot come right there. And where there is simultaneously, and where there is hatred, you cannot have attachment together there. But then what is common to both is that both look at some kind of objective, independent existence in the things that you are attached to or that you hate. And so that ignorance is what pervades both. And so, and then Master Aryadeva goes on to say that by overcoming, and by overcoming this ignorance, then you can overcome the attachment and anger as well.
Mm-hmm. 다른 시간다 유고 정시변 돌이야 똥바시오 깨와 매베츠 미시변은 로아 참기 와스 대다 투증아에 텁주다 리보자다케는 주르제 저 똥바시오 깨와 매츠스야데 남달 고스미셔버리 자 남달 고스물라 몽베 로티기 에니 둥이 자워치거리 딘데 인두 어다 에니 남달 고스미 다 가서 그게 대코는 치지 말라고 셰야 탑라 점된 대기 아니 탑진 넘버 멍구친 다 도마 가사 그다음에 라과수 어 배로 차셔나 덕지랑 다음에 다음에 라과지수 되네 가사 라지 투비 제기 도네 다음에 제수 되네 가사 라시 투비 투비 도네 가사 다음에 참모수 도스네 탑지 주면 라치도 디 민지리아 메다과 동요 지수도 고물루르기 메다 동에 동것이 저수무 샘 정체 초샘 초도 샘 정체와 동일한 심해가 인사 대디수도 지사다디디 탑지수 나버 투메 권의 팀이어리스 다디네 다음에 왔다 왔다는 표현도 전에 리버 자다케는 주번제스 귤르주부 도지생 했든지 모르주부 직도 되겠든지 저분의 저분의 예매 경고 된식으로 써봐 나 근데 네가 알았죠? 가래니 가사 가래 가든지사. 근데 네가 알았죠? 가사 무시경고. 우마지한 날이 오이다. 지기 두면미지 두면 지기미지 시시하시. 다 뒤져야지. 그래서 리베츠 몽고 순으로. 다 리베츠 참으로 쿵도서디 다 댄지 리베츠 댄은 따와 사지시고. 저선가 부터벌리데 칙디 칙 심으시다 말에 전다 되어리 뭐니기 좀나 뒤니 샤베 샤베스 최 강다 강이네 최 차다 대사 누구서 뭐니 주어지야나 최 뒤 천시 다시 안 되어리스 뭐니기 좀나 뒤니 샤베 샤베스 때는 딱 지차스 다 되게 한다 윤재스 대비서 그게 니야 집에이나 때는 샤고 합니다 와 그걸 때문에 장사가 그걸 들이 준 들이 대부 들이 신샤도 그렇고 뭐니 집에 누구서 내가 이르잖아 때문에 샤고도 자 때마다 마다 뭔게 다 때문에 샤고 마도 시 전에 매듭이지 다 세워서 차이르잖아 너다 때문에 딱고 삼아도 매버 때문에 딱고 삼 인자 뭐니 집에 여 말이 자다지 리그비제부 때리지 된지자
And then also in another sutra called Rashtrapala Sutra, it is said that because of ignorance, not knowing on the empty nature and then the peaceful nature and the nature of on the unborn nature.
Did you just say what?
No. And so, which actually refers to what was known as the three doors of liberation. And so, because of ignorance of these three doors of liberation, the sentient beings, or called wonder in samsara, and therefore moved by his the compassionate Buddha, and what he has done is that he has shown or taught various means through which the sentient beings are led out of this suffering. And so so because of these the ignorance or confusion about the three doors of liberation, which serves as the root of our suffering, we suffer, and therefore, in order to lead us out of this ignorance, out of this suffering, then the Buddha has actually shown us the means, he has shown us the reality, the true nature of things, how things are, and therefore, with regard to this true nature of things, emptiness, and in terms of showing us the path leading out of this suffering, what the Buddha has actually done is led us, his disciples, in an orderly kind of a manner, first by teaching with regard to selflessness. There is a teaching selflessness on a very gross level, which is to say that the selflessness of a person or an Atman, which is permanent, single, and autonomous. So such an Atman is rejected as the first step to leading into that selflessness, the deeper selflessness. And then after that, the Buddha has also taught about the selflessness in terms of how a person is devoid of a self-sufficiently, substantially existent kind of a being, and which is the middle level kind of understanding of selflessness. And so, having taught these, then finally he taught the deepest selflessness, which is the things have having no independent or inherent existence at all. Now, in order to lead into these understandings of selflessness, then what the Buddha has actually taught is train our mind to go into this deeper understanding of selflessness. He taught how things are impermanent, and because of the being impermanent, how we because things are impermanent, therefore there is suffering as well. And so, in this way, the mind is trained through the meditation and understanding of self impermanence and suffering. And then, you are led into this understanding of the different degrees of selflessness. And Nagarjuna, in his Bodhicitta Vivarana, says that the Buddha has actually led us in this way, first leading us into understanding of impermanence and suffering to train our minds to make it more matured for understanding selflessness. And then he teaches the grosser level and then the middle, intermediate level of understanding of selflessness, and then finally into the lack of inherent existence. And therefore, Master Nagarjuna says that the best means, or the highest means to purify our mind is the teaching or understanding of emptiness, or that things do not have any inherent existence at all. And so in order to gain this kind of understanding and insight into the deepest emptiness, then there are various reasonings that are used to prove that things do not have any inherent existence. And so there are certain reasonings, which are such as reasoning of the splinter, diamond splinter, which actually analyzes the nature of causes. And then there is the reasoning called lack of one and many, or absence of one and many, which investigates into the identity or the nature of things. And then there is also this analysis called the four alternatives, which searches into the nature of, looks into the nature of effects. And all these different reasonings are actually...
there's
a little correction here. So with regards to, in relation to investigating into the nature of fruits, we have the reasoning called the lack of arisal from things existent and non-existent. And then, when investigating into the nature or the reality of both the cause and effect, then this other reasoning called the reasoning of the fourfold alternatives is used. And then all these different reasonings to demonstrate or to prove emptiness in this way boil down to the understanding of how things are dependently originated. And so within this context, we should understand that things are merely designated. And so everything whatsoever is merely designated, and therefore they are dependent on other factors and dependent in terms of being designated. And so if things do not have... depend on any designation. If they do not depend on anything else, then we cannot talk about this and that and so forth. And therefore, Buddha Palita in his text, Buddha Palita treatise, which is a commentary to. And so, Buddha Palita, which is a commentary to Master Nagarjuna's. Mula Madhyamaka Karika, which may be one of the earliest commentaries to this text. In there, Buddha Palita says that if things were to have any intrinsic existence in themselves, then we can just say, we do not need to resort to any other factors to talk about things. They could just be established on their own by themselves. But then, so he says that that's not the case. But if things were to have any kind of intrinsic existence, he says, so if things were to have any intrinsic existence, inherent or independent existence, then what need is there for things to be dependently designated? And so in this way, the reasoning to prove emptiness, which is called the king of reasoning, is said to be the reasoning of dependent origination, that everything is dependently originated, is the reason to prove that nothing exists independently. And so yesterday also we talked about quantum physics. And according to quantum physics, we can say that there is nothing which objectively exists.
Theoretically, the four school of thought. Yesterday also I mentioned Vivashik, Sondandik. Pajir and the Dinduyare Kasa. Dujin Chodi Chami. That's Suze. Dujin Chodi Chami. Sheva Kiji Chami. Sukutua. 다 중도 고모리야 다 참에 매버리 시도 차장이 겹치 시바 균기 균기 차트자 숙전 간다 가인네 고 차셔스 시우스 차셔스 참여가 레베이네 고 차지 차용거리스 다 다 차지 차 차스네 집에 집 못네 고라 숙전 그 취지 인신자라 고 여여랑 싫어 고 여윤도 자네 고 욕슬럽고 지 다고 뉘즈기니 접즈기니 고 누구신 로데고 저상 그 여윤도 자네 그 여외 뭐지다 접즈기니 용으로 저 가와이네다 파바바 그저스 파바바바 파세인도 타만 이야기 되지 자들이 인도 안다 샘잠베 다 시바된 좀 되기요 아래 치료가 최 과야들라 다 가서 그게 가서 차세마도 초지 차세마도 참여요 말이지 다 좀 사셔서 세일이잖아요 아니 자원은 이해합니다 과하스 디자 치료인 거면서 버려야 딜레인 것도 과 다 오마베 다디 가서 그게 치료인 담벌 주고 고기요 말마도 치료인 거고 말이지 Bena chata chamashek, taksa tani yundu, sheba diya chasharis, eni sheba niya yomaris. So chi sungo yinne, taksa zani nigmaris. Deshino nang zimba yinne, taksa zani nigmaris. Ta, tena meba mari penundi yore. Dini yima yindu zane, oda, eni tena taksum reis. Chidu, tena taksum ki sheba shakudu zane, Then a dozen of the Sushin shot over his. So she didn't go away with those. So turned up a drum, quiet model. Tanya do, Minja Tayos and Sumo go away, your marries. The lover lending it is Sungari, and the top daughter was on the self shush. How did that in an outtest?
So here we can say that according to the philosophical schools, they say when it comes to the external objects like matter and so forth, and they do have their called special extension, and then when it called there are the philosophical schools which assert that there is when you investigate into these atoms and the objects, what you come to is a point where you conclude that where they conclude that there is no that there is a kind of a particle which is without any special extension or any parts as such, so partless particle. And then when with regard to consciousness, there are those philosophies which assert that there is when you actually break down the consciousness into its different moments, then you come to a point where there is an instant of consciousness which is called which is without any called momentary parts to it as well. But then and so called in the case of these philosophical schools called what is said is that when it comes to matters, external matters, you can break them up into smaller parts, small, and then go deeper and deeper. Whereas, even when you are at the very subtle level of those matters, then they still have their special parts. The extension, special extension, and they have their directional parts as well. And so, even if you cannot talk about directional parts, I mean, in a grosser sense, still, what we can say is that when the atoms, the particles, get into the very subtle level, there is still a movement at the level of energies or things like that. There is still we can talk about movement. And therefore, when where there is a movement, you can talk about a rear and an anterior part to that thing. And therefore, this shows that they still have different directional parts as well. But then when you actually try to look for the identity of that the particles, I mean, ultimately, of course, you will not be able to pinpoint anything as being this or that. And so, therefore, in the case of Chittamatras, although they do assert that consciousness has an independent or called existence, but then when it comes to matter and particles, they say that, of course, when we see things, we can break them up into smaller parts, and then that those smaller parts also can be divided into subparts and so forth. And then through this kind of analysis, what we get come down to is, according to the Chittamatras, they say that nothing can be actually found within the matter. And therefore, because nothing can be confound within the matter, down to the smallest atoms and so forth, and when you look for an atom, you still break it up into subparts and so forth. And therefore, because you cannot find anything, and ultimately they say there's no external existence at all, although the consciousness still is asserted to have some kind of independent existence. The matter is said to be non-existent, external, and therefore they say there's no external existence. But then from the point of view of Madhyamakas, just as the consciousness does not have any kind of independent existence, because it is also formed of various moments, so consciousness arises moment by moment, and therefore just as a consciousness does not have any independent objective existence, which means that if you try to look for consciousness or mind within it, I mean, you will not be able to come to a point where you can say, this is that thing, this is the consciousness as such. And therefore, when you try to find what you designate as consciousness, I mean, you cannot find an objectively existent entity to called consciousness as such. And so likewise, they say, anything that is matter outside of us, I mean, they also are posited through although they cannot be found to have any objective existence, yet they can, just as the consciousness can be posited, I mean, conventionally designated, they're likewise the external things also can exist by way of our designation. And therefore they say that there is no need, like the Chittamatras do. There is no. They say that the Madhyamaka say that there is no need to say that there is no external objects. No need to say that the external objects do not exist. But then, while saying that external objects do exist, they do not have any objective independent existence as such. And therefore, what gives them the identity of being existence is by way of our designation, using labels and conceptions. And so therefore, in conventional terms, things do exist in as designated, whereas and also consciousness do exist by way of labeling. And therefore, there's no need to say that the external things do not exist as such.
I think every phenomena which is momentarily changing is exist in time. Now time, examine time, past, present, future. The past and future depend on present. Now present, if we investigate present eon, present century, present, how to say, decade, or year, month, go like that, week, day, than hour, minute, second, just 1 second past, 1 second future, no present. We cannot find present. Time always moving, so no present. Without present, we can't define past and future. Complicated, isn't it? So the conclusion is just mere discrimination without investigate. If we investigate, we can't find anything. We can't find anything pinpointed on. This is this. No. Chazanga Mingzam. The Shijing Shunalo Mingzam Dazam Sasung Shati.
And so in the therefore in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, it said that everything is merely a name and merely designated.
So now it is quite clear when we met our enemy or remember enemy, then there's something absolute negative enemy. And then get anger, and face also become red, and breathing also something. So at that time, you see, you get the impression, something independent, absolute negative. Clear. So then analyze, what is the real enemy? His body? His mind? His speech? No. Where he? The person, you see, who feel anger also is now examined. My body, beside my body, my mind, my speech, where I? So that's the way the analytical meditation about that reality is the opposing the concept of something independent sort of existence. That is the basis of all these destructive emotion. That's the way. So now they are sort of self-centered attitude. That even arahat also, you see, have some sort of, what say, some level of self-cherishing way. Yes. Even buddhisattva, rangdun changju.
So even in the case
Chandu
of... And so even in the case of bodhisattvas, they do have this wish for themselves to become enlightened. They do have self-interest. And then so
selflessness does not mean you simply forget your own right. No. In order, often you say, I telling people, I also feel the bodhisattva is really realistic selfish. The best way fulfill your own sort of interest is taking care about other. Altruistic attitude. Fulfill. Best way for your own interest. So that selfish is wise selfish. Our selfish, very foolish selfish. Just forget others, right? And even exploit other, harming other. Clear? So that kind of selfish very much linked with this grasping.
So this kind of extreme self-centered attitude goes together always with, which in fact causes us all kinds of misfortune, always go together with the clinging to some kind of independent or true existence and things.
That the top of China, altruism, China, share of China, as a case of big, run, jinzin, but Tidu rang jinzin di da denzin le. Any shirk, nyambote. That was the average.
And so when it comes to practicing, that applying the teaching within oneself in terms of practice, we can cultivate the method aspect of the practice through the cultivation of altruistic attitude. And then in terms of the wisdom aspect of practice, we can cultivate that wisdom which goes directly counter to this ignorance about the reality of things, and which in turn imbues this cherishing, extreme self-centered attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now this text. So is this text something like
the 37 practices of Bodhisattvas?
Comprised the
And so this text actually teaches us in a very summarized kind of way the practice of these two methods and
wisdom.
And so mainly it emphasizes the practice of altruism.
In the altruism, the 싫어고 좋아지는 로그 위원장에 그 최저지 다 샴레머시 열라 또 최저지 너무 로그 싫어야스 강기 죽은 롱 메시장 저한테 찍도 전자바스 자 다디기 라마동 고부전에서 차체신 라마동 고부전에서 근데지 됐으려나 연대 니데 탑지 차네 저한테 찍도 좀 잡아서 답을 신집에 전주고 쓴부터 하네 직도 저한테 좀 잡아 싫어 차네 자 저한테 유심제 러시 다주자는 얘기 봐 봐 저거 부르니 저 다주자는 얘기 봐 봐 제 자화대에 따르자는 느낌이었다. 근데 인도산에 죽은 좋아도, 깨워도, 가고, 찍도 다대, 어다? 자화시로 체전하리야. 가서, 강기된진으로 가서, 각반매봐, 깨매봐, 채반매봐, 땅매봐, 오매봐, 좀매봐, 다대되면 된식민이잖아. 된중, 드레베, 다 깨도 채워. 다 뒤숭도 어디? 강기추군 로 메시지스 인루 최외 아니 롱올라 최외 타 강도야 모르겠지 레스 레데 마다 마자면 안에 때에 딱에 디두 디두 뇽어베 로 샘제 여다 근데 인도산에 다 강기추군 로 메시지스 저한테 찍도 전자바스 니네 지성기 동력이 따와서 과차와 이나 동해 타다 띠무 댄징이 제바지 통용도 자네 띠무 댄징 써야 돼 냠보 맞게 코너 레버 마도 그 심해 없이 뭐지 그 시도야 도가 대인도 자네 배 심해 심해 등에기 몽보지기 왕기 동해 용대부터 통용도 다 들어야 강다 다 테세나 삼에 동일의 경도글로시 내야도가 어다 든든들보다 닝지대 아니 지금 저야도가 잡아 잡았어 아주 자아시르기 땜배 거진 세배권 되잔자야지 다가라르샤 관계 툭수의 녀송네 따와터제 방배시르 시송샤야돼 툭수신부 시양왕도 송네 다 저야된 자단디 아니 친절하고 따왔어요. 동해를 좋아하세요. 아마도 믿어. 어디 뒤태고.
그래서 But when it comes to helping and serving others, purpose altruism is also complemented or by wisdom. So altruism is practiced on the basis of understanding the reality of things, and therefore this text emphasizes altruism, but it is done so within the understanding of the reality of things through wisdom. And so here the first verse, which is a verse of homage to Avalokiteshvara, it says, I pay constant homage through the three doors to my supreme teacher and protector Chandrasekhar, who, while seeing all phenomena lacking, coming and going, makes single-minded efforts for the good of living beings. And so what is shown here is, this is a homage to the master, one's master and Chandrasekhar, and they are praised through two qualifications, on the basis of two qualifications, which are the skillful means or methods aspect of the experience or practice, which is to which is mentioned or referred by the saying by this last line where it says make single-minded effort for the good of living beings, and then the line where it says who while seeing all phenomena lack coming and going, that shows the wisdom side of the practice. And so the wisdom here is to be understood in terms of, although that in terms of understanding that there's nothing that can be found when you try to analyze or investigate into things or analyze things. You cannot pinpoint anything as being this or that. And so, although there is the compassion of the masters and our masters and Chandrasekhar, of course, which goes to the sentient beings, directed to the sentient beings, we should still understand that there is no, in the ultimate, in ultimate analysis, there is no compassionate one, nor some beings to be compassionate at, and there is no action of being compassionate, and so forth. And so, in this way, we can actually do this kind of analysis into the final nature of things by understanding that ultimately there is no coming and going, there is no oneness and multiplicity and so forth. As Master Nagarjuna in his salutation verses of Mula Madhyamaka Karika says, I prostrate to the perfect Buddha, the best of the teachers who taught that whatever is dependent, the arisen is unceasing, unborn, not annihilated, impermanent, not coming, not going, not without distinction, without identity, and free from conceptual constructions and being peaceful. And so what this shows is that in the ultimate sense, there is nothing which we can find, which means that when you actually look or search for the ultimate reality, the how things actually exist, nothing can be found to that we can point at as being this and that. And therefore, and although things do not have any kind of existence in that way, still we can talk about coming and going, sentient beings and compassionate ones and so forth, and only on the basis of how understanding how things are dependently designated. And therefore, once you understand that things are dependently originated, designated, merely designated, then what you can see is how, when you see the suffering sentient beings, you can see that although they do not want suffering, they still suffer because of this ignorance. And so this ignorance, what you find when you see the reality of things, the final reality of things, is that you see that this ignorance is without any sound basis. It's only the case that we have not yet been able to cultivate the counterforce, which actually can through which we can overcome this ignorance. It's only the matter that we have not yet cultivated, or this understanding, or the antidote has not yet arisen in us, grown in us. But then the ignorance itself has no sound basis. And so when you see that, then you will be able to feel compassionate towards other sentient beings, how they cause themselves suffering, and you feel dear to you, how the suffering becomes unbearable to you, the suffering of sentient beings, and therefore you want you through this understanding of how things, how ignorance is baseless. When you understand reality, then you will also have this determination and the courage to liberate the sentient beings. And so there is this compassion, this great compassion, which actually not just wishes, but actually you want to go save sentient beings out of suffering. And therefore, Master Nagarjuna, in his praise to the Buddha, paying his gratitude for teaching dependent origination, at the end of Mula Madhyamaka Karika, says, "Moved by your compassion, you taught." You taught the sacred dharma in order for us to rid of our distorted views.
Oh yeah. Hmm? So this sentence, the last sentence, or the mula, Madhyamaka Mula Karika. As soon as I wake up, I recite that word and some kind of salutation to Buddha, mainly his teaching about emptiness and altruism. It's very helpful, very helpful. So now, for example, the person who got sort of serious illness, but because of the curable illness, so our sort of attitude is different. The person who have one disease, there's no possibility to cure. Then we feel very pity like that. Then curable disease, then it's more enthusiasm to help, bring some medicine, bring to hospital and give some medicine because it can cure. There is a possibility to overcome that illness. Then, so also the more realistic sort of enthusiasm to help. Clear. So once you realize the ultimate sources of suffering is can remove, then you see the sense of concern of their well-being becomes something stronger. Clear. So the wisdom and compassion very much related. Compassion, kasota dunghe da dhendu ki nyingchi, dunghe le kyomdu ki nyingchi. Wada dunghe le da chayasin, da dunghe le chayanaasin le samchik. Ya dunghe le sakabda kara chala telis, dunghe le chayawar chaga nyambe dhendu ki nyingchi. Dadi kyomdu ki nyingchi.
So within compassion, there is a compassion which actually is just a wish, that you wish that somebody may be out of suffering. But then there's a second level of compassion, which is not just staying at this wish level, but then you actually want to work for the beings.
So the second type of the compassion very much combined with wisdom. The first part, just that.
No wish,
like that. So now, the second verse is, Pendijun, Zoba Sanjano, Tanju Dublis, the Tian, Tay Lali, Shell Ralebe, Jason and Lali Shell Chas. That should do a rally, that is it.
And so the Izan just read the second verse, which says, "Perfect Buddha, source of all being, well-being and happiness arise from accomplishing the excellent teachings. And this depends on knowing the practices." So I will explain the practices of bodhisattvas. So this is like the pledge to compose the text.
Lam Yonzo, Quacha, Quadi, Shuj Kashmurisha, San Namjung, Shushizane, Yan Sanjik Shu, Motuchati, Shang. Shang of the Perlia, Dijare, Nitawat City, Perlia, Kompaji, Kambuchi, Zaria, Miss Jaga Yomre, any Dini Mudi, Kambushu Melche, any Kambushi, nga khyambu jyawa yo, khyambu kaba tabiris. Tari khyambu shuu miis, khyambu bomo la shenagwa ka chinsun chabirida, shenagwa ka tasun son. Chasa nganzu yaoji, nangju ngonju chen yaoji majana, o, gyora dibu sana nyala rurda, shen, ene nyawa chanyan, gye, changyan, gye, shen, shibu sundu zane, bomo la shenagwa yuwe yarab, dozi yonda. Ede bomo la zubi, she, dagarab, she, she. It is so strange to be the Chigiyu Dondoro, it is Jigsing Dondos, Lame Loman Gogor, Lame Laman Gogor, that don't take the word. The critical comment now.
Yes. So it's very important when you go about with the practice of the Dharma to develop an understanding whereby you have a holistic understanding of the entire the path, the system of how you go about and
whole system.
Now
that's very very important.
Oh. And so it's very important to do that. And so because of that, I always give, when I give Dharma teachings or discourses, I always give this broad overview of how, like an introductory form how to have this holistic or understanding of the whole system of the path. And so otherwise what will happen is the teachings, when the lamas give teachings, it would sound like it's frightening people. And because there is a story here, in Kham area of Tibet, there was a monastery, and some people came to visit the abbot of the monastery. And then one of the attendants of the abbot was there, and the people asked where the abbot went. And the attendant's response was that the abbot had actually gone to the town or the village to frighten the elderly people. So what this refers to is that, you know, if we are not careful, the lamas, when they give teachings to people, they might say that, oh, you have to be very careful in terms of practicing the Dharma, because if you do
you should
things,
practice, you should follow Guru Yoga, you should respect me, you should have sort of faith to me, and then little sort of the lower tone, bring more money. You will get immense sort of kasoda
merits. No, immense merit.
Immense merits.
No.
Recently, I heard, one Tibetan monk. I know that person. Good scholar, genuine, authentic sort of practitioner. So usually, he give teaching. There is explanation. And try, it's almost like educate people. Another Chinese Buddhist, you see, attend that. And then that Chinese was expressed, oh, your Lama give us a lot of work, study, and meditation like that. My Lama, not that way. My Lama telling us, the Chinese, you see, my Lama is telling us, bring money, then you because send to Sukhavati,
heaven.
I will send you. You don't need any work, just bring money. Really, really, it's very silly, very dangerous. It's such sort of activities really degenerate Buddha Dharma. Buddha Dharma is full of enthusiasm. Seeing the goal, final destination, Buddhahood, and also know how to achieve that. With fuller knowledge, then you get full sort of enthusiasm, courage, willpower, then practice. That's the way, not out of fear or hell. And Buddha, First Four Noble Truths, Dungen Shepra Cha Siyadi, Dungen Ji Dungen Sarangi, Nyawa Sarangi Dungen Kishti Shemenduwa, Namji Zawe Nang Sung Siyadi, Duji Dungen Lagone, Kasa Dungen Yini, Kasa, Duji Dungen Lagone, Dakarayini, dungye shiabara chaasaya dung, dujigi dungye la sungyo arayasi. Chi dungye rinpo sumba, dujigi dungye sungduwa. Dujigi dungye samne tarpa dungye gulo tigirwa. Ngandru dungye ki dungye samne semkyo rarjwa da kyesamduwa. Ta dile min ngandru dungye samne migi chubung suryungdawa yaga pengirwa. Rima do sangye kisho ngomate tarpa dungye arayasi.
So when in the teaching on the Four Noble Truths, when the Buddha said, know that there is suffering, he was not referring mainly to suffering like hell realm, and pains in hell realm and so forth. But then what he's actually pointing to is the third level of suffering. Within suffering, there are three types of suffering, which are known as the suffering of suffering, the painful experiences that we know as undesired, and then the suffering of change, and then the third level is called the conditioned existential pervasive suffering. So that when the Buddha says no suffering, this is what he is pointing to. By understanding this conditioned existence as being suffering, then we would be able to really generate a true wish or determination to be out of suffering, and not so much thinking about the suffering of suffering. Although by thinking or reflecting on painful experiences, such as the exist the suffering in the lower realms of existence, unfortunate realms, we may be able to practice or restraint from the 10 non-virtuous actions. We may be able to practice that morality of keeping the 10 virtuous actions. It doesn't necessarily lead directly to the liberation. And so mainly the teaching on suffering, the purpose of the teaching of suffering is to lead us to nirvana.
Yeah. So the aim Buddha Dharma is nirvana, moksha. In order to achieve moksha, nirvana, as I mentioned earlier, see, we need that wisdom which understands shunyata. So that only human being can analyze that. Other mammals cannot. So therefore, in order to carry practice or effort to reach moksha, the human body, human brain is highly necessary. Therefore, as a practitioner, first step, we should accumulate right now the guarantee or sources to get human life.
Rebirth.
Human rebirth. So now here, Arya Deva, 400 verses, you see, he mentioned, Sunam Mimba Thambur Dos. Pardu Dhanen Dobar Che. Tamar Tashi Kun Dobar Tishitene Kevayins.
And so in the 400 verses,
Ngayal Ngondu Tuz. Tene Ngayli Tugur Is. Tene Tamche Kembe Kubar Tugur Is.
And so in the 400 verses, Master Arya Deva says that first avoid or overcome the unmeritorious actions or practices, and then in the middle overcome this grasping at self, and then finally overcome all distorted views. And so one who is able to understand this is a wise person. And so what he's actually teaching us is on how to go about with the practice which leads, with the practices leading to higher rebirth, and then in the middle, having gained that, then how to reach or attain nirvana, and then finally how to attain the omniscient state of Buddhahood.
Sunam mimba thangpur dosa dinda.
No. So in relation to the first line of these 400 verses, which teaches us how to avoid unmeritorious actions, we go through the text.
Oh, that is, tenjo chujin yaga tubdun dir dashen koya sole jejechir ninda chandu yawa mebani nyasam koma jesha lali. That is, ne, Tosum Gomsung, Yamni Jizane, G. Castle Pere, Tanyengi, Keta Dunzi Shawan to Chimbaina, any Kesol Nugris, the Dean to Poyu Casajud, Nenji Solon, the Sachurio, Tai Sol, Shadam, Metambar, Langdo Chibet, the Muminache, Poyu Bonja Salani, Yunga Pambi, Yumu Rimjit, Nami Mebekishok, Angipel, Ribotam, Chiran Nishiki, and Batabaja Salani. That digi, tenzo tenzin yaga gomni, tsindi tersom gomsuke tun dao siya dice.
And so verses number 1, 2, and 3 shows that how we should engage ourselves in the practice of developing or hearing or listening to the teachings and developing the understanding based on that, and then also understanding based on reflection or contemplation, and then also the meditation. And so when you do these practices and listening to teaching, reflecting on the meaning, and then meditating, it is important for us to not to be distracted by love, hate kind of attitudes related to one's near and dear ones, and also those adversaries. And so one should not be led astray by them. And so this is what is taught. And so in these three verses, together what it shows is how to go about with the practice of listening to the teaching, reflecting and meditating, called by reflecting, by knowing this preciousness of human life, and to see that it is a meaningful one.
Then, da chimen nangshin towa medawo komyati.
And then next comes meditation on impermanence, which is to counter.
Medawo niyore. Impermanence, two levels. One impermanence is gyunji midawa. Tangzu chiwa midawa shiwa.
So one level of understanding impermanence is the severing of a continuity of something. And so for example, when you meditate on the impermanence and death, that is the kind of meditation on the grosser level of impermanence.
The more subtle level, impermanence is momentarily changing. See, what is the causes of momentarily changing is its own causes. So therefore, you see, all phenomena which momentarily changing is actually
So they are subject to causes. And so the kind of psychophysical combination or aggregate that we have is understood to be under the subject to ignorance. And so because of such an ignorance, because of the ignorance being its primary cause, therefore, this kind of psychophysical aggregate that we have is said to be in the nature of suffering.
So, in a way, you see, that, as it is telling us, that sort of thinking, or sort of kasuta, give us the impression, we, at the moment, we are slave of ignorance. So more desire to overcome that. That is the genuine desire to achieve moksha, liberation. From where you liberate, eliminate ignorance. So wisdom becomes very, very important. Now the yurin zhobe, yigaza yurin zhobe, zashi soso de, bebe zhobe, nozhe shi lujin zhonga, namshin zhobe bo, tsendirila jesa lale. Tene gangdan zhonga, tuksun pe, tsosongo pe, chagwanjim, chamzayinjim, bebe gyurishibe, chonghe bongwa jesa lale. Kanshi tene nyeba sayi, yonde yangwa dada pe, yube, shinye dhaba, rangi lube, jebri zhiba jesa lale, sene. Deshe, tatene, chimar dewe, tabten basayate. Rangyong kwewe, gyamdudu lenze nyeba. Rangyong kwewe zhonga, chikwa, jiden laye, sushi gyoba nye. 제실 강을 깨는 메뉴에 군소점도 제설하네. 신도 속에 녀송 중에는 디베르게 되고 투베소. 제실 소다 보죠. 디베르데 나야 메시 제설하네. 어디 디기 조직이 기부숨세 대제로 숨셔봐. 나게 다들 기부 충민을 하는 숨었다. 다 배로 먹지 쇼로가 되네 디부도 슬랩션 좋아.
Yes. And so it's only just read from verse number 4 through to the end of verse number 7. And so what these show is how we should avoid preoccupation with the pleasures of the next life. And then these lines also show the practices pertaining to beings with a small scope, and which is in accordance with the tradition of Lamrim, the graduated or the steps stages of the path to enlightenment, which comes from Master Adisha.
That is the system that was used to be 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 used 라고 믿다고 쓴 거라. 다 차이 믿다고. 다들 또 기본 증거도 차이 믿다고 그래. 지시 믿다 내 동네 동네는 담에 송서 송샤다 들으셔. 전에 다들 기본 증듯이. 다 15 코에 다 댄저 컨디지네. 아니 이대매 봐. 루에는 신이 뭐 통하네. 다 타버든 걸로. 좋은 두지기 동네 삼는다. 타버든 걸로 차야 들이.
And so, verse number 8 and 9 read. And so, verse 9 shows the very subtle understanding or level of impermanence, which is to say that things changing momentarily. And then, in connection with Master Aryadeva's verse, which says, in the middle, get rid of clinging to self, this verse also shows that the meaning or the same subject matter. And so what we should understand here is that to cultivate this wish or the aspiration to liberation by understanding the existential conditioned nature of suffering.
Da tarba thoba la jir in ga so re da mi ni do wa ga sa ga da mi chi da mi di du o che ba bo da di du nyo bo da da ge ten ge da mi da long je je phung so ge ten ge da mi se da mi ni she ga sa ga da mi chi da mi ni she da chen du ni ge ga sa ga da mi sa ma du chi da mi song me she u sim ni ge chi da mi song da na nang si ge u sim ge zhun de na la zhun de ma ya na la ane 너무 뻔하다. 가사 다음에 공부 좀 쳐버리지. 최대한 공부하지. 숨이지. 다 우무버. 이제 타녀도 랑제 미시버. 루루그 투모모 입에다 시바다도 송인도 자네. 어다 이제 최대한 지금 가사 같은 지금 시치기가. 근데 인도 자네 다음에 참을 떠 버리지. 가사 다음에 라고 떠 버리지. 연구 말이 가사 다음에 참을 떠 버리지. 자 다음에 바로 다음에 떠 버리지. 세야디. 다 가서 그게 강사가 담에선 떠니 아니 다 등진 도벌체야 강사가 등진 도벌체야 대점 고면체 다 시리 보면체도 고모모이 봐 뇽모 보면체도 고배 다 동니 고미야티 뇽모 점 보면체도 동니 고미르잖아 다디 뇽모 개념으로 치벌 봐도 시리 개념으로 죽여 말해 그래서 내지게 다 담에 고마디 바로 다는 거 있어야 돼. 자네 야고 이거 소식도. 타면 다시 군도 와서 당연히 뒤쳐면. 맞아? 저 독세. diswa. Ta dindi yindu zane, dhubdo mawa shi, nangsegi ta jik kebe wongbu zu jik sheba menda menda yubba di shiya kwaya di shiya kaya mwari. Eni jidur shen, do samun tangyo na, eni jik pe ngone rane jik kwa ting chimu shi liya shidwa, nangbe chwe kwa, nangbe toru, kwa ting chimu liya shi.
And so, in order to attain nirvana,
just on lobby lengdengi, any umanimu zandinala, dumde qua, shusundua, chinang dumda, rangde dumda, shusundua. Tay jesundane, pergi keba mungu, dumda session zayare, di catch murja, di diati.
And so in order to attain nirvana, we should meditate on the selflessness nature of things, that things do not have any independent selfhood or existence. And so within this, of course, there is this selflessness of phenomena and persons and phenomena. Persons here refer to, for example, if you call an actor, an agent, a doer of things, and so there is no independently existing self, and then there is no independently existing psychophysical aggregates which we experience as well. And so this is to say that the selflessness of phenomena other than persons. And then, with regards to the teaching on selflessness, of course, there are of persons and phenomena. We have the different philosophical schools within Buddhism, such as those Vaibhashikas and Sotantikas. These two schools of philosophy do assert selflessness of persons, whereas they do not assert selflessness of phenomena. And then the next two, the other two philosophical schools, Chittamatra and Madhyamaka, they do assert selflessness of persons as well as selflessness of phenomena. And of course there is a difference in degree of subtlety within the understanding of selflessness of persons and phenomena, and therefore Chittamatras and some of these schools and sub-schools within Chittamatra and the Madhyamaka, they say that in order to overcome our negative emotions, the destructive emotions, the kleshas, it's not necessary for the practitioners to cultivate this insight or penetrative insight into the selflessness of phenomena, but it is enough or sufficient to cultivate this penetrative insight into selflessness of persons. Whereas the followers of Master Nagarjuna, especially those who the followers of Master Nagarjuna, who do not accept any intrinsic existence, according to them, they say that in order to overcome even these negative emotions that are within ourselves, the disturbing conceptions, we must have penetrative understanding or insight into the very subtle level of selflessness of persons, not just remaining at the very gross understanding of selflessness, but the subtlest selflessness of persons as well. And so there must be this realization, the subtle realization of subtle selflessness of persons as well. And in context or in connection with Master Aryadeva's line, which says in the middle, get rid of this clinging to self, we could understand it to mean that we need to understand selflessness, this subtle selflessness, not only to overcome negative emotions, but also to overcome the stains, that the residual stains that are left by these negative emotions, which are called cognitive obscurations or obscuration to knowledge. So even for that, to overcome that, we need to meditate on the selflessness of persons as well. And so what these show is that It's very necessary for us to, important for us to gain a deeper understanding of the philosophical deliberations of these different schools, and read the different texts written by the different masters of different philosophical schools, and compare and contrast in order to gain a deep, understand the deeper philosophical implications. And so, accordingly, the Master Bhav Viveka has written Madhyamaka Hridaya text, and which deals with all the different classical Indian philosophical schools, non-Buddhist schools as well as Buddhist philosophical systems. And so, following this text, many Tibetan masters of all the different traditions have written texts which are called Trupta, the system of philosophy. And so it is very important for us to study these texts in order to gain deeper understanding.
Yeah. Tadi nima, tadi inda, tamar tashi gundok ba sayaga. Tadi, eni, sanji yuko ba tobe shiru, shiru ponya, ta tekshinga labdi shiru. Ta tela eni, Tungyu Tawa Chikwe Yinaya, Tungyu Tawa Shiriku Nyambu Yuala, Changju Semgi, Captain Koyari. So Changju Semgi, Captain the Chebe, Tungyu Tawa, Gominduzane, Tungyu Tawa, Shiriku Nyambu Gomundu, Tomanyu Tawa, Goba Yonsuva Chiku, Goma, said Shavari. And a Gombe Chukoya, Rigwim the Taiba Gona Gomata, the Shavari. Tabana Zawashi of the Rajin Stubdunala. Tā rābhichī māngshēki tā tāmi tūyukuduwa. Tā tāmi tūdāng rīgbē kō mēdā 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 tūbjē āni chēshē mēdā 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 tīndi tāwane tā tūyukuduwa. Tā tī rīgbēm tū tāyewa kūne tāmi tēlāmbā sāyatī yīmūrī chātiyawane. Āchī nīshīnshā. Tā tēlā tōmi tūne tāla tsāwāchī mānu tūngu hādhī Jesa Lani, start short of a new diggy, Dash and Yamjigon is using Comia did it. That did ship the Junjun on the other, that did a care your money. Umarichi turn on yari, change you some general yari, any? And the ship to the Junju Risha. That did talk about it. That the name, Casati, she. Changjusam, Namlin Chebe Kodulia, Mixigata, Chadan Kea, the Inabutant. Sudan, Dejewan Gataga, nor Tamja Tokon, Totus, and Ludon, Jusun Gavanam, Telango, Jesalai, Talan Yabu, Jusam, Dagongo, Kanda Dagongo, Chishina, Ninjuan Gate, Tiguan, Dala, but Jesalai. Gashi Dala, Mian also, Tunsum Chabra, Trouble Chenaya, Chavez, Lion. Tiny, you and Jesuit Jesalai, Droman, Dubi, Usum, Gashiki, Tanya Tushi, Singamana, Tala Gavishi, Dushi, Kuber, Dubi, Jesalai. Dagger pushing shiver, dagger, dollar, trashing towers, and negative, full of machine to Tabaso, Jessel Lanning. Round the Yambam. Maybe Joey, Naja Wanki, Native Chenayan, Lamachin to Kuwait, and each jewel of Jessel Lanning. Toy pushed down to me, subsidy at the 20th of Jan Lar, Drugu Dito Dollar, and she moved by Jessel Lanning. Never trashing drama, she went to Nam to Puyin on the top of Jan, Sibibi, and you were missing the Kamoba Jessel Lanning. Rangi Shetan Tau Motuna, Chiru Tau, doing a patient Pewanjur, Tishi Chamdanin, Mugung Rangudu, Jesalani, Deveyun, the Lenze, Chudanda, Chisum Jeji, Siva Pewanjur, Kanda Shensha, Gomon, Chalabon, Jesalani. That Dibodu, Kuzu Shanju Sam, Gexi Pondun, Jinkuzu Shism, Gomia, Gexi Pondun, Jesu Sonda.
And so verses 10 to 21 are read. And so in connection with verse number 11, what this shows is that of the cultivation of bodhicitta, this altruistic intention of bodhicitta, which is done through exchange, equaling and exchanging self and others. And so with regard to that practice, we can find an explanation of that in Master Nagarjuna's Ratnavali, and also his bodhicitta Vivarana. But then in order to understand and in order to learn this practice in great detail, you should read Master Shantideva's Bodhisattva Charya Avatara, which deals with this practice of exchanging, equaling and exchanging self and others in a great detail. And then from here to 21, what is shown is in terms of now, in when you cultivate this conventional bodhicitta, this aspiring and or conventional bodhicitta, the altruistic intention, these verses show how to avoid, what are the obstacles to them, and then how to avoid those obstacles, overcome the obstacles, as well as how to boost your cultivation of bodhicitta further.
Tade ta tanam chanju sam gomyati da ta tuni da gomyati chidr na wan de da rang sam simi de ne trebe ta ta che tini she ne sungji chama na yelam ji ge sa la ni ta de gi tuni gomya nyam sha na ga de bi chung ju sa ti re ta de gi ene ta ti chig je ndi je nam ri bo da ga sa da ma ri Umobala Nansi Nichin Chiksamda Najojibe, Umoben Dabana Chicheni, Shizuyam Sek, Shabana Chicha Dene, Dashawa. Dian, Sanjayan, the daughter of Shabana Chicha Dene, Dashawa, Jerusha. Didn't you have another victim to share it? D. Shugudi, You the travel, Yaki to Jazun Chishin, Zevernaya, Deborah Meditation, Shanjapon Jessalali. Dunganas or Milan Pushita, Trina Deborah Atanche, Tishin Midunja, the Travis, Tuberta Jessalani, that diggy, Jesu Gumadivinian Saturday.
So verses 22 through to 24. So these verses, verse number 22 downwards shows the practice or cultivation of bodhicitta, which is called the ultimate bodhicitta. And so verse number 22, in fact, shows this ultimate bodhicitta, which is also called the cultivation of sustaining meditation on the sky-like or the space-like absorption. And this verse, particular verse, can be explained from the point of view of the Yogacara Madhyamaka system founded by Master Shantideva, Chandrakshita, and then his followers. So we can explain it according to this philosophical school, or it can also be explained from the point of view, from the perspective of the Madhyamaka Prasangika system followed by Master Buddhapalita and Master Chandrakirti and others. And then verse number 23 shows that the practice of meditating on or reflecting on the illusion-like emptiness or during the post-meditation session. And next comes the practice of the six perfections after having cultivated this altruistic intention of bodhicitta.
Chinru.
And so from verse number 25 through to the end of verse number 30, these verses show the practices of the six perfections.
So, in connection with the earlier verses, verse number 25 to 29, which show the six perfections. Of course, with regards to the practice of the generosity, for example, there is the practice of generosity in terms of giving dharma, giving spiritual instructions, and also giving fearlessness or saving people from fearful states, and also there sometimes it's said giving love. And so these practices are mentioned in connection with the generosity. And so for teachers, for example, when you teach, give instructions and to your students with a sense of caring and with a wish to help them, then of course when you give your instructions or advice, it becomes a giving of dharma. And then of course with regards to giving material, there is also you can practice giving or generosity by giving material things to others. And when it comes to using technology or developing technology and so forth, you can do so with a motivation to help other people and beings, to save them from dangers and so forth. When you do that, that also becomes the practice of giving, in terms of giving fearlessness. And so in our daily life, we can actually integrate these practices of generosity as best we could. And in connection with the bodhisattva practice now, the primary practice of bodhisattvas is to do these practices within the understanding, without any kind of a selfish motive at all. And then when it comes to that's about the practice of morality, so to restrain any kind of selfish motivation. And then with regards to the cultivation of single pointed concentration, of course we can fix our mind on an object, whichever you choose, we can fix our mind on it, and then cultivate single-pointed concentration. Now here, with regard to this concentration, the term concentration also comes in the subject called study of mind and mental factors. So in one category of mental factors, which is called the five ascertainments or ascertaining factors, one of them is said to be concentration, single-pointed concentration. So of course, even if we may not have in Buddhist psychology, and particularly in the text written by Master Asanga, Arya Asanga, mentions in the Abhidhamma Samuchaya 51 categories of mental factors. And so and then within these five ascertaining mental factors, mental factors ascertaining objects, one of them is this concentration. So even if we may not have a very powerful concentration whereby we are able to absorb ourselves in a single pointedly on one object, and we still have the potential to develop that kind of thing. And so we have the basis for, or the seed for that, and then what we need to do is put effort and strive to develop that kind of absorptive concentration as well. Now, in order to be able to do that, what is necessary are the showing mindfulness on the one hand, where you try to fix your mind on one object and not to lose that focus. So being able to, you should try to show mindfulness so that you don't lose the focus. And in order to check whether you are actually losing your focus, and also whether any other obstacles or hindrances to developing that kind of absorptive concentration is happening or not, you use what is known as introspection. And so, or sometimes called vigilance within that state, when you fix your mind on the focus, you should also from one corner of mind see whether you are being distracted, or whether this mental excitement and mental laxity are also coming in your meditation or not, and then try to avoid them or overcome them when they come. And so in this way, you should develop this single-pointed concentration, the powerful single-pointed concentration with which you can fix your mind on the chosen focus without distraction. And I have some friends who are able to do that. They are able to stay on one focus single-pointedly for a certain period of time. And so with regard to the
this is that friend
text.
You see, 4 or 5 hours, to fully concentrate without
distraction.
It's reality. Is it possible? Actually, that person is American, not Indian, not Tibetan. I think a year, at least, I think 30, 40 years sort of practice. Now, you see, that person, you see, can concentrate for hours. Then some sort of indication of dissolution now begin to experience like that.
And so
I really very, very eager, you see, some sadhus, I do, who spends years in Himalayan mountains, and particularly those sadhus who naked, which remain in high altitude, there must be have such a certain sort of Brussels, so Chandralini and Kundalini. So they must have a certain deeper experiences. So far, not met. The last Mahakumbh Mela, see, I got an invitation. Then I think the Mahakumbh Mela and three times. I had opportunity participate there. So recent Mahakumbh Mela, I got invitation. I already accepted. But the day my flight, weather is very bad in Dharamsala. And then a few days postponed, again the day fixed, again very bad weather. So I think Shivaji not agree to allow me go there. No. Usually I tell you, the people, Lord Shivaji, his permanent residence is in Tibet, inside Tibet. So from that viewpoint, he is Tibetan god. Then Buddha come from India. So Tibetan Buddhist god is Buddha. So that's Indian. Hindu, millions of Hindus, God is Tibetan. We have very some special, unique sort of connection. Isn't it? Like that. So this time, I sent a message. This time, I want to meet some of these sadhus who spent years in mountain. But then, my visit, you see, did not materialize like that. So really we need, you see, because of the more sort of meeting and interact and exchange different experiences is very essential.
Yes.
Then
this is the last. In terms of cultivating this kind of absorption or single-minded concentration, I mean, we have texts written by Indian masters like Arya Asanga, and also the text written by Master Kamala Shila, which is called the Bhavana Grama. And so these texts actually explain in great detail about the practice or the cultivation of the single-pointed concentration. And also, having done that, then what you develop also is this special insight. And within this insight meditation, there is an insight meditation pertaining to the worldly experience of insight, and then there is a transcendental experience of insight meditation. So worldly ones refer to meditations whereby, I mean, through which you lead into the higher realms of existence, such as within the three realms of existence, which are
Kama Dhatu, Rupa Dhatu, Arupa Dhatu, three realms.
And then within these three realms also, there's what are called the nine levels. And so when you do meditation within this context of developing higher concentration, leading to higher these planes of existence, then you are doing the meditation of called the insight within the worldly realm, whereas the transcendental realm or meditation on penetrative insight refers to meditation on emptiness.
Then, now last, Ranga Chöpa. Ranga Madana Chöpa Suji. Chimi Chesebe. Tiji Gyunu Ranga Chöpa La Tane Poha Kesa Lani. 你们往给解释相当于你们两个等于你们就为，特别吃的时候别干啥，你们明白？解释哪里？你过往给平时最优先特殊方面，吃完你们就为，杂食轻的、清淡轻的，吃过饭解释哪里？专门吃个先生出去是解释是居住你们就为，提前先去移动门外，吃住饭解释哪里？你们可能你们大概城市基本，你们村上呢，吃上你们通过肩膀上，不是这个解释哪里？ Donna Kangu Jalam Chishi Yang, Rang Sem Jinego Chindashi, Gundu Chen the Shishin Deva, Shendu to a Jessa Lalins. That the Yodo Shushudi. Donna Kangu Jalam Chishi Yang, Rang Sem Jinego Chindashi, Gundu Chen the Shishin Deva, Shendu to a Jessa Lalin. This letter.
Yes. And so, verses 31 to 36. And so, in verse number 36, it says, in brief, whatever you are doing, ask yourself, what's the state of my mind? With constant mindfulness and mental alertness, accomplish others' good. This is the practice of a bodhisattva.
Mm-hmm. Of course, these eight verses, since many years, I learned by heart. So whenever I have some sort of kasoda,
leisure, time,
and particularly when I wait at airport or something, wait, and I just recite this and think, very good. Otherwise, sometimes you feel impatience and sometimes complain the pilot. So recite this, think that way, then no problem. So I think you also have the same experience. When you reach airport and announce 1 hour delay or sometimes cancel, then there's a shop dancer. Quietly criticize, like that. One time in Delhi, suppose flight to Jammu, everybody in the plane, already boarding, boarded, then announce cancel because pilot not come. Like that. So in any way, these eight verses, I don't know, the English contribution of
that.
If that's easy, then you see these things, you see, worthwhile to learn by heart and then occasionally recite and think. That's much more helpful than just a prayer. Pray to God something mysterious, something mystery. Then these are just, you see, telling how to behave yourself day by day. Much of help. Clear. So now, finished our today's lesson. So perhaps, good night. So now, no time to question or answer, but if time permits, then tomorrow, some questions, okay. But at the same time, you see, there is some, now, some, what you call, a tantric initiation. So that also is in need some explanation about whole structure of Tantriyana, like that. Finished.
We have Mr. Ashok Chopra, who will present a painting to you, Your Holiness.
Oh, very good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Thank you. What do you think? This of drawing my face more attractive, or my face more attractive? Thank you. Thank you very much.